Your Press TV News in Brief. Leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, says that terrorists target Lebanon because the group is fighting against them in Syria. Said Hassan Nasrallah also said Israeli regime fears Daesh's defeat in Syria. Nasrallah further slammed certain Arab governments for trying to normalize ties with Tel Aviv. Israeli army has imposed a lockdown on the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. This comes following alleged attacks by Palestinians, which left two Israelis dead in the city. Three Palestinians have also been killed by Israeli forces over the past 24 hours. Turkish foreign minister says Ankara and Moscow should work together to find a political solution to the Syria crisis. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu made a remark after he spoke with his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov. Two countries have normalized ties which were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian jet last year. The Russian foreign ministry has called the EU's decision to extend anti-Russia sanctions as, quote, absurd and a continuation of Brussels' short-sighted policy. Moscow says the punitive measures will not force it into changing course. Bloc has officially extended anti-Russia sanctions until the end of January 2017. Britain's Conservative Party leadership candidate Michael Gove says if elected as the UK's premier, he'll be committed to taking his country out of the European Union. Gove, however, said he'll not trigger the exit talks with the Bloc this year despite pressure by EU leaders. The French president says Britain's decision to leave the European Union cannot be cancelled or delayed. François Hollande added that Britons are now starting to understand that being in the bloc has its advantages. He also called for a speedy Brexit. And Australians are preparing to vote in general elections come Saturday. Polls suggest a tight race between the ruling Conservative Party and the opposition Labour. Early elections come after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull dissolved both the lower and upper houses of parliament in May, hoping to have a more cooperative Senate.